Welcome to the Stairway to Heaven. We're coming to you bringing insights into the ever-changing high-frequency currents now bathing the planet and their effect on us all. The source of vital information for the evolving human being. I'm Gwilda Wiecka. Not for love nor money. Two main driving forces in the world today are love and money. What if they're both illusionary? We all know money is simply a human construct. What about love? Unlike money, love is indeed very real, the driving force of the universe. But that divination of love is an entirely different animal than what most of us have been led to believe. As frequency rises and realities shift, many are finding what they thought to be the love of their life has become their bane. This doesn't have to be a spouse or a lover, though it often is. It can also be friends, a job, a house, a car, and the list goes on. Regardless, we may increasingly find that what we thought would bring us great joy is becoming a source of irritation and disgust, if not downright repulsion. I don't know what I ever saw in that color, or this house just doesn't do it for me anymore. I hate being here, or you're not the man I married. We may try to rekindle the old feelings, but it's like in the song, If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say, I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. Are we really so fickle as to have such radical shifts in how we feel, to shift from seemingly undying love to total disgust on a dime? Or is something else afoot? The car we just had to have when the TV was playing so many ads about it suddenly loses its appeal when the programming changes to the next latest greatest model. Why is that? It's the same car as when we bought it. It's because the enchantment is worn off. Literally. Through programming, the car was made to have more appeal than it really did. When the goal became to sell the next model, the programming is removed from the old one and placed on the next year's rendition. The older model is then programmed to appear obsolete, right down to the paint color or shape of the bumper. Feel manipulated? Marketing and consumerism are indeed a nasty business to which we have all fallen victim. From childhood, we've been taught what we want and how to be to get it. Just yesterday, I saw an ad for a self-proclaimed guru who professed to be able to tell women how to act to attract men. He gave them advice on what a man wanted and what a woman had to do to draw male attention. In effect, this approach is marketing oneself through enchantment. We forego our natural expression and paint on what we think our mark wants to see. Be it arm candy or sugar daddy, we may have chosen that particular person to go after, not for who they are, but for what they can provide for us. Don't get me wrong. His advice might very well work for a while, but it requires stepping out of our natural expression and painting on a facade. It's difficult to abandon who we really are and maintain a facade for a lifetime. Soon, one comes to resent the other person for preventing them from being themselves. The other party sees the person they thought they fell in love with disappear and the real persona emerge. Sadly, this personality is often someone they would never have been attracted to in the first place. There's a natural push-pull in life that marketing and seduction has appropriated. When one stands in authenticity, in the truth of who we are, you'll naturally draw compatibility and synergy based on the true expression, desires, and intention. For this reason, it's never appropriate to change who you really are, not for love nor money. Marketing and seduction paint a facade over what's there to artificially draw the desired mark. This facade not only creates mismatched pairings, but it also masks the person's true expression, making them unable to draw in what they really want and need. Soon, the seducer gets tired of all the effort they must put into seduction and decides that the person they're seducing is really not worth the effort. After all, what is worth forsaking who you really are? They will become critical and find fault with the victim at every turn, while at the same time showing their true colors. I hate camping. I've always hated camping. I just did it for you. The one seduced will find themselves mourning a love or friendship that never existed. In addition, they may buy the seducer's press that something's wrong with them. To win the seducer back, the mark may end up jumping through hoops, stepping out of their true expression in the process. In the long run, if the two stay together, they end up poisoning each other's lives, as the match was built on foundation of lies to begin with. This might sound brutal, but sadly it's showing up in all of our lives. Neither party is the villain. They were just never compatible in the first place. No one set out to deceive the other. They were just doing what they had been taught to do to get what they had been programmed to want. Now, as deeper levels of the truth are emerging, old lies and conditioning are being exposed for what they are. The roles we played to fit in and acquire what we've been taught to want are becoming increasingly uncomfortable. Like old clothes we've outgrown as children, they no longer fit us on any level and are becoming at very least restrictive, if not downright damaging. These outdated programs, wants, and identities are no longer tolerable and are falling away. This is an ongoing process that we may not have been aware of. Much like outgrowing our toys, the development has historically been gradual. But now that things are moving so quickly, it's no longer slow, nor is it subtle. We may wake one morning in bed with two strangers, the person we have married and ourselves. The increase of ambient frequency is shattering old enchantments and illusions. As a result, the true electrical charge of our expression is shining through. When this happens, if we're surrounded by incompatible charges, like the ones created by seduction, we will experience mass exodus of things and people as they're driven out of our lives. Just like a bar magnet, we're repelling the charges in our vicinity that belong on the other end. It doesn't matter if it's a person, place, or thing, the time has come to let go, to surrender to the flow of our natural expression and go where it takes us. To try and hold on is to damage ourselves and others. The two opposing forces will eventually tear each other apart and build loathing in the process as we blame each other for our own inauthenticity. We now have the opportunity to step out of the prison created by the system and into the natural ebb and flow of the unified field. To do so, we need to recognize and correct where we've been acting outside of our true expression. These are the places around which the destructive gale of reorganization will continue to rage as the electromagnetic push and pull tries to correct itself. How can you tell if this is happening to you? If you feel drained and exhausted, and all your joy seems to be leaving, if everything feels hard, like you're pushing the river, if the people around you are suddenly not supportive and are driving you nuts, you're probably in the throes of evolving beyond the status quo. Sometimes you're simply dealing with relationship issues that can be overcome, but other times you're in a toxic situation that has no redemption. It's outlived its shelf life and is no longer supported by the frequencies at hand. If you suddenly look up and find most everything has evacuated your life, rejoice. No, you didn't pass gas, or maybe you did, but the bottom line is you were simply not with your tribe. Fear not. The void will soon be filled with compatible people, places, and things that will support and be supported by who you really are. Frequency shifts in pulses and waves. Along with frequency fluctuations, the misery created by acting outside of one's natural expression comes and goes for a while. This results in a person moving in and out of their artificial role during the transition. It may seem the person is coming back into themselves, returning to who you thought they were. But if those expectations were falsely generated through enchantment, it won't last. The ambient frequency simply will not tolerate it for long as the increase in light continues to expose falsehood. Enchantments are nothing new. They've been the way of the world for a long time. however, just as in the fairy tales where the beautiful maiden is suddenly exposed as a loathsome hag, they're no longer being energetically supported and are increasingly coming unraveled. It's important to be aware that whether it's a relationship, a job, or possessions, trying to hold onto incompatible frequencies creates drag. Drag wears things out. At the speed we're currently moving, this happens sooner rather than later. As the friction created by incompatible frequencies increases, it really does become a matter of your relationship, your things, your money, or your life. Yet, nothing is intrinsically wrong. Just as in cell division, it's simply a time of differentiation. There comes a point in the evolutionary process that what used to belong together must separate and find its tribe. Like drawn to like, heart cell to heart cell to liver cell, so the organism can continue to develop into its true design. This is where we are in our evolutionary process. If we hope to continue, we must be willing to reevaluate and let go. One of the things requiring a closer look are old rules and mores. People and things simply do not thrive or survive long in the toxicity created by incompatible frequencies. If we remain in a toxic, unsupportive relationship because we've been taught marriage is for life, we may be greatly reducing our lifespan by staying. If we're staying in a toxic work situation to support our lifestyle, that lifestyle may soon cost us our life. However, there is a caveat. During times of such upheaval, we may not be seeing clearly. It's only too easy to find fault with our jobs and relationships when the problem really originates in ourselves. As always, change must come first from within. It's time requiring deep introspection into our own actions and motivations. A time to be brutally honest, lest we throw the baby out with the bathwater and find ourselves in new relationships or jobs manifesting the same old problems from our continuing inauthenticity. Often, both our inner landscape and our environment need to be adjusted, as we have not been entirely authentic and as a result have drawn in a frequency mismatch. Other times, it's a situation that used to fit but no longer serves who we are becoming as we evolve with the frequency of the time. Take heart, dear friends. This is a time of loss and separation, but nothing lasts forever. As our current dreams fall to dust, we may very well find previous dreams, those dearest to our heart that we have sacrificed to the system, rising from the ashes. As our true nature emerges, we'll draw new partnerships and situations that are synergistic, supportive, and creative. When we embrace the truth of what we are, we're no longer swimming against the river, but embracing her currents, riding her to new, wonderful, and magical destinations. Thank you for joining me, Gwilda Wiyuka, on the Stairway to Heaven, where we provide updates on the energetic currents facilitating our evolution into conscious, powerful co-creators. As I'm sure you've noticed, not only do the Stairway to Heaven episodes stand alone, but they weave together to form a map into evolution and personal empowerment as we enter the new era. To revisit this or any of our past episodes, visit our archives at www.stairwaytoheavenmedia.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, my school, and the evolutionary tools we offer, visit www.findyourpathhome.com. Until next time, may you be blessed on your sacred path to wholeness. We are here. The time is now.